Greetings from your fearless leader, great New Orleans and Baton Rouge leaders, and Lafayette as well. I am very excited to at least be able to come to you via audio. I wish I could be there, but I'm in Mississippi and doing meetings, and so I wanted to make sure to add a little bit of a greeting and a thank you, and just I'm really excited to be working with such awesome leaders in this area. Stephen has done a great job of working with everybody, and he has brought in some excellent new leaders. I'm excited to meet you, and along with our experienced leaders that we've been working with, this is a great team. And so there's a lot of great news to start with, so I'm just going through. This is kind of a weird format, but I'm just going to record a little audio, and it goes along with the PowerPoint that I assume Stephen has up now. And you hopefully see slide one, where I'm at the Tower of London with my head on the chopping block. So I'm very excited about the great things I've heard from students. It's been great getting in touch with some of your students. They love you. There's been just lives changed last year as we traveled, not only in our leaders, but in our students as well. And so really excited about what we do. Our mission is going on as it has for the last 50 years, and we're bringing the world together, starting with each student and each teacher and each delegation. So we're going to be doing a great job of that in 2014. For this particular presentation, I'm just going to be pretty much talking. It takes about 20 minutes to go through these three slides, and I want to focus in on just some details about how we can make this year extremely successful and really change a lot of lives. So bear with me for a few minutes because of the venue. I'll have to kind of be talking. I'll leave a little bit of time for a little bit of discussion, and at the end we'll wrap up and Stephen can collect any questions that you may have, and we'll forward them and make sure everybody gets answered. But I'm sure Stephen's doing a great job of the leader training, and I wish I could be there. So let's start off with a couple of good news things. I know the stories from travel have been awesome. I've seen them on Facebook. I appreciate everybody. By the way, go ahead and make your new Facebook pages, Primary Leaders, for your delegation so that you can get ready to fill them for when we get there. And add me and add Tammy and Stephen, of course, and we'll communicate and see good things happening. I want to talk a little bit about a couple of numbers. The first are great news. When people come to our meetings, 7% more of them have enrolled over the last 2 years than have ever enrolled in people-to-people before in your area. And so that is really great. When they meet you, when they hear the people-to-people story, they're very excited, and they enroll, and they're doing a better job of that all the time once they hear about us. And that's great. So when people come to a meeting, they are enrolling, and we're very excited about that. The other thing that's really exciting to hear is that our retention is up 5%. So in other words, people not only have that dream and are excited about enrolling, but they actually carry that dream out and they become ambassadors and they travel with you in a 5% greater rate than they ever have. And that is really good news too, because that tells me that you leaders are inspiring your students and that you're helping them pay their way. And we've got a lot of resources dedicated at the program office to do that as well. And so we're doing a great job. Once people hear about us, once they know what we're all about, they're excited and they travel with us. But that being said, all the great news, all the lives that are changed, all the great leaders, we traveled 44 less students in 2013 than we did in 2012. Now, just take a minute and think about that. If we're enrolling more students, if they're retaining at a better rate, they're making their dream a reality, how in the world could we possibly have traveled 24 less students? So I will let you think about that and maybe discuss it among yourselves for just a minute. And Stephen, don't tell him the answer, because I know you know, because we've already talked about all of this. But go ahead and think about that for a minute. Can you guess why? And I'm not going to go for a full minute because that just sounds like forever when I'm sitting here recording this. But continue to discuss that and think about it among yourselves. Here's the answer. Go ahead and switch to page 2. And that is that we only got a chance to talk with 668 families last year. That's amazing. I mean, considering that there's over 200,000 students between the ages of 10 and 18 across Baton Rouge, Lafayette, and New Orleans area. And so this is the year of the invitation. We're going to change that. We're going to turn that around. And here's how we're going to do it. First off, I want to talk about why this is the case, because there are some reasons, and I want you to understand the reasons. It doesn't have anything to do with people to people, really. It just has to do with the way our society is changing. So for the past decades, we have been taking your nominations. We've been mailing students letters, inviting them to come to the meeting. Then they log on to a website, tell us they're coming, and then they come to the meeting and we talk to them. That's how it's been working. It's been working really well. But what we found is that over the years, society has changed. So in the last 5 years, we have seen our attendance, the number of people we get to talk to, drop off at a greater rate. We're not seeing as many people coming to the meetings, and there's a couple of reasons for this. One is that people just aren't as impressed about getting a letter in the mail. There's a lot more opportunities that they have. People are busy, and mail isn't that big of a deal anymore. I mean, I hardly even check my mail, to tell you the truth. Now, email, if you email me, I'll be right on it, or you send me a Facebook message. But the mail, I may get to it once a week or something like that. So there's a change in our society. Now, we're also changing. We're doing a lot more digitally as people to people. But we also need to realize that people are busier. They're more skeptical. They don't have as much shelf space in their life for even great things that they don't know about. And so what we need to do is we need to somehow make people-to-people a priority to people that don't know us yet. We want to make sure they find out about it. Now, one great thing that we're doing is we're having a digital presence. I mean, we have, by the time I record this, we'll have over 250,000, a quarter of a million likes on Facebook. Now, that's pretty good around the country. That's amazing that people like us that much. I mean, it isn't amazing to you and I because we know that, but that we're doing a lot of digital things, but the real key to making the difference is you. It's you leaders who do such a great job at traveling the students in our programs. Our goal for this year is that 20% of our students who attend and travel on our programs will be directly from your leader invitations. Now, you know, we've been talking about invitations for a couple of years, but we've got to really get serious about it because we're going to continue to invite people. We're going to take your nominations. We're going to send them a letter. That's all great. We're going to keep doing that. But those students and families that you have a relationship with, we want to ask you to take one more step with them this year because we want to ask you to actually personally invite them to come to the meeting and learn about people to people. Once they hear about us, they're excited and they'll be happy that you invited them. But that's the real problem, is that hardly anybody hears about people to people. And so you're the solution. Stephen has handed out some paper invitations to you. If you haven't already, Stephen, go ahead and hand those out so that you can take a look at those. And we will give you 25, 50, up to 100, or however many you need. But we want to make sure that you are going to use these in a way to personally invite people. Now, here's what we don't want. There's an example from a counselor in Jackson, Mississippi last year who was really excited about our program and she wanted to invite teachers or students, but what she did is she dropped them off in all the lockers in her school. Well, that's not much better than getting a letter in the mail. It's not very personal. And only a couple people actually came to as a response to that invitation. What we're looking for is a personal invitation. We want you to have the chance to invite students that you think would make good ambassadors and that you'd love to travel with. And we also want them to feel like that they're special, and we want you to pick those students that you think will do well. So conversation is something like this. Hey, Stephen, you've been in my class for a couple of months, and I've noticed something special about you. And I don't know whether you know or not, but I travel every year with students around the world, and this next year I would like you to travel with me. I would love to invite you to be a student ambassador from our classroom and our school to represent your family overseas. And so here's an invitation. It's got the meeting details. Take this home to your parents and tell them that I'm going to give them a call, and we would love for you to come to our meeting at Isidore Newman or over at LSU or wherever you're from. And so that's what we're looking for. We're looking for a personal conversation. And then when you give that to the student, make sure to have the little spreadsheet in front of you so that you can write down their name and their parents' name and ask them if you don't know their parents' contact information. Say, I'd like to follow up with your parents because I'm sure they're going to have some questions. So can I get your parents' name their email address, and their phone number. And then we'll go over how to contact the parents and kind of follow up. That's the important thing. We want a personal invitation. We want you to reach out to people that you really would love to have travel. Now, one of the things, as I'm talking to teachers, I'm going to anticipate something that you might have a challenge with and hopefully give you a little bit of a solution, is some of you teach in schools where you may not have direct contact with a lot of students that would do well in our programs. And so if you do, you know, you also have other organizations that you're involved in, maybe it's church or a social organization, feel free to invite families that way. But you also, I'd like to ask you to reach out to your network of teachers. Those teachers that you know, maybe they are in a key school. Maybe they're a teacher at a school where you know there's a lot of students who really focus on international studies, and that would be a great place for you to invite those students through those teachers. So here's another conversation we might have. Hey, Davis, I noticed that you teach and you hear about me talking about people to people all the time. Would you do me a favor? I trust you, and I have these 10 invitations or 5 or 20, however many you want to give out to the teacher. Could you pick some great students and invite them to our people-to-people meeting? Because I'd like to see them learn about people-to-people. We're going to be having our admissions director from our program office, our area director, our other leaders, our alumni, and the parents can really find out about this. And so have the invitations already filled out for the teacher, and make sure to have your phone number and your email address at the bottom of the invitation, along with your name, of course. And then ask the teacher if they would do one more thing, is if they would collect the parents' names, email addresses, and phone numbers of each of the students that they give an invitation to, because they're going to have questions. And you're going to call them and follow up and answer any questions about why you invited their student. And so reach out to those teachers in your network and have them invite students as well, the ones that you trust. Now, before we leave this slide, I want to talk about the three words at the bottom of the slide. These are the three characteristics of an excellent people-to-people leader. Each people-to-people leader, that's you guys, by the way, needs to do a great job of inviting students with invitation, like we're talking about. That's a third of what we're looking for in great people-to-people traveling leaders, is teachers who talk about the program, who have influence with other students, who invite people and let them learn about our program. So we want you to be really talking about the program and be the type of teacher who parents and students respect, and because you invited them, they're going to want to come. So that's about a third of the characteristics we're looking for. The other third is inspiration. From the time you meet those students at the interviews through the time you have your Bon Voyage party and travel with them, you're constantly inspiring them to be a real part of our mission, to come to the orientation meetings. It's not going to be something that they're going to be bored at. You're not going to stand up and lecture with a bunch of slides. It's going to be an exciting, interactive experience where they're going to learn about what they're going to be doing while they're there. They're going to participate in activities, and the parents will be happy to be there, and the students will be happy to be there. So we're looking for teachers who invite students and who inspire students. And then the last third is when you travel. We're looking for students who do a great job of exploring the world, or teachers who do a great job of exploring the world with their students. They don't just say, yeah, there's the Eiffel Tower, there's this, there's that. They really help them get it, help them to understand that they are there to change their lives and help us change the world and bring the world together. Encourage people-to-people relationships with the students, with the homestay families, with the people you interact with, and then bringing back the things that they've learned to their generation and really helping them carry on President Eisenhower's mission of peace. So invitation, inspiration, exploration. That describes you. That's why we're here, because you're a great people-to-people leader. Okay, let's go ahead and go on to the third slide. What we see here, we're going to talk about how to successfully invite students, because we want to make sure that you're a success at doing that this year. It's very important. We want lots of students to travel. We want lots of teachers to be able to travel. And so, again, 20% of the students that travel this year are going to come from your invitations. So we want you to be successful at inviting the students. Now, this last summer, my daughter Julia, who I talk about in my meetings, if you've been to one of my meetings, you'll have heard that. And if not, you will. She started with People to People when she was a seventh grader. This summer, she got engaged. I can't believe it. She's going to get married next summer. The guy's a good guy. He's not good enough for her, but he's a pretty good guy. And so I told him yes when he asked me. And so we are thinking about invitations, how to invite people to the wedding. And these steps apply to any sort of an event you're going to have. In order to successfully invite people, you really have to do these things. And so with People to People, it's the same way. First off, right now, hopefully you've already been, I know a lot of you have, you've been talking about it on Facebook, you've been calling people, you've been talking it up in your classrooms. Hey, I'm going to be inviting you to People, we're going to be having a meeting coming up. So that's the first thing, kind of a save the date. You know that there's a meeting coming up, and then just save the date. And then number two is actually invite them. We've provided you with these paper invitations to help invite people. You can use other ways if you want to, as long as they're, you know, great ways. You can, you know, make up your own invitations if you want. You can have a Facebook type of a thing. You can do an email campaign. You can talk to people. You can have a meeting in your classroom telling them about it. Whatever you think would be good. But these paper invitations will really help, and we want you to at least do this. So hand them a paper invitation. Each teacher needs to make sure that at least, and that's back on the other slide, that they have at least 5 to 10 students that came to the meeting because you invited them. That's how we're going to tell if you're good at invitation, is that 5 or 10 or more, some of you will have 20 or 30 students that come to the meeting because of your invitation. And so this is what we're looking for. So hand them that paper invitation. When you hand it to the student, tell them that you're going to call and follow up with their parents. So make sure to collect their parents' name, parents' phone number, and parents' email so that you can follow up with them and tell them, you know, that you're excited, and write down that name and put it on the spreadsheet. Stephen, if you haven't, I don't know that you're going to print those off in paper and hand them to people or whether you're going to mail them digitally, but I did provide Stephen with a spreadsheet that'll help you track. It's just really simple, just basic information. And so talk with them and invite them about 3 weeks before the meeting. No, closer to the meeting than that, because you really have to have time to follow up. So pretty much right after your leader training is when you want to start inviting students. That's step two. Then the third step is about 2 weeks before the meeting, you want to go through and call each of the parents and just tell them who you are if they don't already know, maybe if they're parents of students that one of your co-teachers invited, and tell them that you're leading a program to People, or you're involved with People to People, and you want to answer their questions, and you really would like them to come to the meeting that's going to be in your local area. Tell them that, you know, that I'm going to be there. Tell them that Stephen will be there, and we're going to answer all of your questions. Now, one of the things about this is you don't want to have a mini information meeting with them on the phone. Number one, it'll take a long time for you. And number two, just answering questions on a phone is nothing like the meeting. So really all you want to do, your main answer to the question is, come to the meeting, you'll learn all about it. We're going to talk about everything that you need to know about at the meeting. So don't get into a bunch of discussion about all the different safety issues and all how do they raise the money and what about the tuition. And we're going to cover that in every detail in the meeting. And so really all we're asking is that parents come and check it out. Just spend an hour, learn about it. It's going to be a great program, and we'll cover all those things. So that's what you want to do as step three. You want to call all those parents and just answer their questions and let them know that you are proud to invite their son or daughter to the meeting, and you'd love to see them there. And then take that information and compile it on the spreadsheet and give it to Stephen. And then about a few days before the meeting, the week before the meeting, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday before the meeting, just make a second quick call or an email and just say, hey, remember that meeting we were talking about? It's this Saturday or it's this Sunday. Don't miss it. We're looking forward to having you there. And then the follow-up after the meeting will be pretty much the same as what we've done. Of course, it'll be a lot easier this year. You'll be surprised at how we do with these. We have these little tablets that work really well. We tested them out in the spring meetings, and they're working well, so we have them in the fall meetings, and each of you'll have a tablet that you'll work with students, and you'll check them in and take their applications and sign them up for interviews right on those tablets. So that's how to successfully invite students. One of the things I want to make sure that you know, well, a couple things. First off, that a student who is invited by a teacher, who knows a teacher, is 10 times more likely to attend a meeting and 10 times more likely to apply to travel with you. And so if you want to travel, if you want to make sure to spread the word out then invite students and you'll be sure to be able to travel with some great students. The other thing I want to tell you is that every leader who has at least 7 students in attendance at the meeting is going to be awarded 5,000 leader points. That's worth $50. And so we really appreciate your efforts and we want to recognize those teachers who do a good job. Some of you may get 10,000 points because you're going to have 14 students there. We're going to track that at the meeting and we're very excited to reward your efforts. So let's go ahead and go on to the very last slide. And this is where we just leave a little bit of time for questions and brainstorming. And hopefully you'll appreciate that picture of me with my coffee mug there. That's a coffee mug that my daughters gave me because I do love coffee. I don't drink it all the time, but I try and drink good coffee. And it just as a note of trivia, Stephen knows this, but within People to People, my area that I work with, I have about 9 different area directors like Stephen and lots of great leaders like you that I work with. It's called the Coffee Kingdom. And that's because I spend a lot of time working at Starbucks and because one time they made it brown on the map and it kind of stuck. So here's the questions that I'd like you to discuss after I get done yammering on the audio here is, number one, how can you reach out to teachers and students in key schools? How can you network with them? Because we really want to build this area. We want to make it strong. And every time we add a new teacher, they bring with them students. And so we just keep adding to our great team. And we continue to do like we've been doing, where you experience teachers 1 year, you're going to travel as the primary. The next year, you'll mentor a new primary. And then the third year, you'll take off so that you can give other students a chance. So that's kind of the rotation we're looking for. And we want to reach out to key students and teachers and really grow the area so that we have a great organization that really carries out President Eisenhower's mission. And number two, I'd like you to discuss, what are your best ideas to personally invite students? So discuss that kind of around the room and have everybody share one another's ideas, because together we can make sure that there's lots of great students there. We've got our information meeting set up. We are looking at the Laud Cook Alumni Center at LSU on Saturday, October 5th. And then Sunday we're going to be over at Isidore Newman High School. And then Tuesday we're going to be in Lafayette. I'm not sure if we've got a place assigned yet, but I know Jamie and Stephen are working with Christy to find a good place. The place where we normally have it is under construction, and so we need to find a new place there. So help us out with that. I want to end this by reading you something. You're going to get a copy of this in our magazine that we're going to hand out at the meetings. We have a great new magazine, awesome new videos. You're going to love all the information that we have for people. But this article is entitled, American Students in Need of Some Inspiration. And I know I'm preaching to the choir when I talk to teachers, but I just want to read this and have you realize how important you are in the lives of students. Here's how it goes. It's just a short article. 17th. That's the rank U.S. students were given in a recent report published by Pearson's, the world's premier learning company, and written by the Economist Intelligence Unit. That outlined the academic performance of students in the world's 50 most developed countries. The U.S. spends more than $800 billion a year on public education, outspending the 10 largest next countries combined. So why are American students only ranked 17th in the world in academic performance? Part of the answer lies in a 30-year-old report titled A Nation at Risk. It mapped out where the U.S. was missing the mark and what steps could be taken to avoid the crisis. The report cited student complacency driven by a lack of inspiration to learn. So how do you motivate students to be more, do more, and learn more? Have them participate in experiential learning opportunities like student ambassador programs. American educational theorist and experiential learning expert David L. Klob described the experiential learning cycle as this. First, have a concrete hands-on experience. Second, reflect on and observe that experience like we do in our journals, reviewing the experience. Third, abstractly conceptualize and learn from the experience. That's where you teachers come in. Put it into place. Help them get it. And then fourth, achieve or active experimentation. Try what you've learned. Do the things that you've learned. Bring it back to your own life. So maybe the Chinese proverb expresses it best. Tell me and I will forget. Show me and I may remember. Involve me and I will understand. That is exactly the learning experience a student ambassador can have on a program. Any student can flip through the pages of a history book or read about a different culture online, but how many can say they've talked to a concentration camp survivor or practiced a traditional Japanese tea ceremony? It's these kind of experiences that inspire our students on to greater learning and academic success. So teachers, inspire those students on to be better, to do better, to change their lives. That's what you do. The reward is in itself when you see those students and when you hear about the amazing experiences and life change that they have. Thank you so much for everything you do. I can't wait to be there with you in a few weeks. And Stephen will compile any questions that you have, and we'll make sure to get all those answered. So have a great rest of your leader training and a great day. Invite those students, and I'm looking forward to meeting them. Take care.